the third Sunday in Lent. The epistle is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, be imitators of God as very dear children and walk in love, as Christ also loved us and delivered himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God to ascend in a fragrant odor. But immorality and every uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named among you as becomes saints, or obscenity, or foolish talk, or scurrility, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For know this and understand that no fornicator or unclean person or covetous one, for that is idolatry, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one lead you astray with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Do not then become partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk then as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. The gospel is taken from that of St. Luke. At that time, Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he had cast out the devil, the dumb man spoke, and the crowds marveled. But some of them said, "By Beelzebub, the prince of devils, he casts out devils." And others to test him demanded from him a sign from heaven. But he, seeing their thoughts, said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be brought to desolation, and a house will fall upon house. If then Satan is also divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say that I cast out devils by Beelzebub. Now if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his courtyard, his property is undisturbed. But if a stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he will take away all his weapons that he relied on and will divide his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he roams through waterless places in search of rest, and finding none, he says, 'I will return to my house which I left.' And when he has come, he finds the place swept and adorned. He then goes and takes with him seven other spirits more evil than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. Now it came to pass, as he was saying these things, that a certain woman lifted up her voice from the crowd and said to him, 'Blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee.' And he said, 'Rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.'" Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. St. Ignatius of Loyola, in his spiritual exercises, in the first week on the fourth day, he asks us to imagine a large plain, a flat plain. And he says, imagine on one side a banner, a standard, the standard of Christ. And under him is Christ and Our Lady. The angels and the saints are there, arrayed for battle. And on the other side is the other standard, the other banner. And that is the standard of Satan. And imagine him there, standing with his demons and his followers there. Smoke surrounding him, swirling around. He's there with his banner. And the battle there before them is the battle for souls. And we can imagine that Christ, Our Lady, sending out the saints, sending out people to then draw people over under the banner of Christ. And we can imagine the same on the other side, that the demons go forth to entice souls and to bring them under the standard, the banner of Satan. This is his famous meditation on the two standards, the two banners, one Christ and one Satan. And we are to meditate on this, and it is good to meditate on this. For in the end of time, the end of days, be it at the true end of the world, or at our end of time, or at our end of days, there will only be two. It is black and white, heaven or hell, Christ or Satan? And we need to think about this and meditate on this. You know, we can think about the souls who go over to the devil. Many of them are not going there because the devil has enticed them. We can imagine some devils going out enticing souls to that side, but many times people just go willingly, giving in to their temptations, willingly committing sins, and then going over under the banner of Satan. And we need to think about and imagine, what is the soul like as it goes there? Is it trying to stop? Crying? No. No. The souls that go under the banner of Satan go there with a smile on their face. For they willingly commit the sin. Whatever the sin is, that they are going there, it is only later they realize their great error, how they've been fooled and lied to. Only later does that occur. But at the moment of sin, we all commit it willingly. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a sin. If it's not done with the intent of the will, it will not be a sin. Maybe only an imperfection. And so we can imagine this also, the people that go over there. And for those of us here in the church, we can even think of something more. For oftentimes when people who try to be faithful, who try to go to Mass, that sometimes when we are tempted, that we more easily give in because we know that we could always go to confession. We can think about that. Well, Father will be there on Saturday, and I can always confess this, so I'll just give in. And we can imagine that in this, again, this battle with a soul going over under the standard of Satan and saying that, oh, well, I'll just submit myself to the kingdom of Satan for just a little bit in hopes that I am then rescued, in hopes that I'm able to go to confession, in hopes that I don't have an accident or something else happens, that so that I'm delivered from this. You know, St. Paul talks about some of the sins here. Says, what does he say? He says, immorality and every uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as become saints, or obscenity or foolish talk or scurrility, which are out of place. Know this and understand that no fornicator or unclean person or covetous one has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one lead you astray with empty words, that these things put us under the banner of Satan. That fornication, that is sins against the sixth commandment, and that doesn't just mean fornication strictly speaking, it's in its widest sense, adultery, fornication, impure thoughts, impure images, movies and pictures, and these type of things. Impurities in terms of artificial contraception. These things also, when willfully done, these put us in a state of sin and put us under the banner of Satan. We need to remember this. You know, pornography is so prevalent that we often forget what it actually is. It is the revealing of things that are done in private, behind closed doors. And that covers a lot. You know, I think even some television commercials would probably fall under that. If we really think about it. These are sins. What else? Covetousness. That is greed. This is also a serious sin. It's a sin that we don't talk about. Our culture, the United States, we are a very greedy nation. Let's think about it. Greed, covetousness. This is not just about accumulation of wealth, but an inordinate attention towards material things. Our material things, they have to be just right. Oh, that's mine. An inordinate attachment to them is also a sin. That these can put us in a state of serious sin. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas, when talking about covetousness, mentions, he said, this is actually the vice of the elderly. He says that lust, impurities, are the vice of the young, but covetousness is the vice of the elderly. And it is a serious vice. We should imagine it that way, a vice, that thing, you know, like in a workshop that slowly closes its jaws around whatever we put in it and tightens it and holds it there. This is what a vice is. It holds us in that sin and won't let us go. We're trapped under that banner, the banner of Satan, through these things. What other sins is he talking about here? He says, foolish talk. This would be things like gossip. Just in general, we use that word gossip. Technically, we have more technical theological terms like detraction or calumny or talebearing. But just in general, gossip. What is that? That is when we try to destroy another person's reputation in a third person. We try to kill that person in the heart of other people. We tell stories and we try to destroy them in other people's heart. The gossiper is a murderer. We have to remember this. He murders the person in the soul of another. You know, Padre Pio one time was invited to bless a house there in San Giovanni Rotondo. And he went to the door of the house, to the threshold of the house, and he was with one of his companions, and he said, let us depart from this place, for this is the house of murderers, for they whisper against their neighbor. That is, these people in that house gossiped. And because of that, Padre Pio would not enter that house, and he did not bless that house. He went back. Sometimes when we say a little word, we think, oh, it's not that important, it's not that serious. No. The true gossiper is a murderer. He murders his fellow man in the heart of others, in his own heart, actually, first, and in the heart of others. What else does he say? Talks about obscenity. This is not just taking the Lord's name in vain or saying the word D-A-M-N, which is a very serious sin. D-A-M-N, of course, is the prayer of the devil, because the devil wants everything damned. And so if we say, you know, damn this or damn that, we're joining in the devil in his prayer. And of course, sins against taking the Lord's name in vain is also serious, but he's also saying not just those things, but just obscenity. So I don't need to say what words those are. Of course, there might be of a lower seriousness than taking the Lord's name in vain or cursing, that is saying damn, but they're still serious sins nevertheless. And how easily in today's society they fly out. We hear them now all the time. I think they're becoming more and more common. And so we need to think about this. You know, Christ came to save us from the banner of Satan. As he says in the gospel, when a strong man fully armed guards his courtyard, his property is undisturbed. But then a stronger one comes and attacks and overcomes him. That's Christ. Christ will save us from the slavery to the devil. And he has come to do that. And we can imagine, we can go back and we can imagine then our battle, where the angels and the saints and other people will go forth in order to rescue the souls, to bring them back under the banner of Christ. We can see Our Lady sending people out, her servants out, to rescue people, to bring them back, to bring them to confession. And it's important for us then to be firm in our resolution, to not go under that banner, to never return. You know, in confession, we make a firm resolution. We say, I am sorry, God. Why? Because it offends you. But what? I firmly resolve, or I promise, to do penance and to never sin anymore. We need to be firm in that resolution. We need to meditate on this, that our sins put us under the banner of Satan. We need to have that firm resolution. Now, everyone in the confessional, of course, at that moment, you have that firm resolution. But how firm is it? And oftentimes, it slowly, after a few days, dissolves away, and we forget about that firm resolution, and we're back into our old sins again. We need to have that firm resolution, firm purpose of amendment. Every person, myself included, every man, every woman, needs to reflect upon our lives here, now in this world, while there is still time. We need to think about it. Are we truly living the life that Christ wants us to live? Are we truly trying to break our habits of sin? To never sin anymore? Do we meditate on that? You know, St. Paul, here in the beginning, is very clear of our reading. Be imitators of God and walk in love. This is really what we should do, what we have to do. And so let us then meditate on this, the two standards. Of course, St. Ignatius is never, the notion is not choose which standard you want to be under. Everyone should want to be under the standard of Christ. But we need to recognize and to resist those temptations that put us under the other standard, that when we fail to walk in love. So everyone here should then ask our Lord and our Lady to help himself, to help us, to give us the grace to stand firm in the battle, to stand firm with Christ, and to live a life of love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.